they're dividing the word of truth or the dispensation of the name.
Yes.
You have a gleam in my eyes. See? Now let me make myself clear on that. See, now this is what they're doing out in Roman Catholicism and Protestantism. This is what they're doing. It's wrong. See? Whatever was said, you'll find this in the 10th chapter of Romans, I believe it is. Whatever is said back here, which is right here at this moment,
this place right here, after the flood. See? Yahweh was talking to the Hebrews, or to the Jews, not to the Gentiles. The Bible does not say to the Gentiles, remember that they speak holy. It does not. Yahweh has never said that to the Gentiles. He said that to no Gentile. Do you follow?
Yes.
Now here's this woman, Ellen White. She wrote the Seventh-day Adventist. And she's got everybody sitting around on a Saturday. Speaking Saturday. You see? And a lot of them, and the papacy, or the Roman Catholic Church, way back then, see, they changed from Saturday as a Sabbath to Sunday. Ask them, said, what did you do that for? Said, in honor of his resurrection. So that's the reason why you worship on Sunday. Ellen G. White and the Seventh-day Adventist and the bad Seventh-day Baptist think about it. And they swear that all the holy that they're right because they think of the Sabbath day. Yet Yahweh said, remember the 20th chapter of Exodus, they remember the Sabbath day. Now, that's how you get in trouble.
Yeah.
See, all the Ten Commandments, you see, the art of law, was given to the Hebrew people. Now, listen, Nixon. That's what the Roman Catholic Church is doing. They're doing the thing that was done in the law. That's why I said they were wrong. The Protestants are doing the things that are done under the law.
Right.
That is why I said they were wrong.
Right.
You understand? Mm-hmm. You can't find in your Bible. Are you listening? You can't find in your Bible, and if you think you can, I'll tell you this. I have plenty of time. There's a way that you find it. You can't find in your Bible where Yahweh, the Lord, or Yahshua, the Messiah, the Lord, God, Jesus Christ, Jehovah, Adonai, all the names that ever applied, ever said anything in the history of the world about a Gentile keeping the Passover or getting in the water and did that not in the Bible. If it's not in that way, you're good, bad, your brother, you can't. One jumped up and said this. Well, look, John baptized Jesus. The river Jordan, if it was good enough for him, it's good enough for me.
said, Jesus come to show us how to live a life. Okay. Now here's my understanding about that. I say he did not come to do that. At least he didn't say that that's what he came for. What did he say he come for? He said he come to fulfill. Protestantism and Roman Catholicism say he instituted the Lord's Supper, he instituted Christian water baptism, he instituted this, he instituted that. Now that's all new lie right there. Read Matthew 3:14. 13, 14. Then the light of that, you know, over. Now look, folks, look, this may appear to you to be nonsensical. You understand? But this means salvation to you. This means rescuing you out of the hand of the devil. This means that we are correcting the erroneous teaching that you've had all your life.
Then cometh Joshua from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him.
Mm-hmm.
But John forbade him, saying,
mm-hmm.
I have need to be baptized of thee.
Mm-hmm.
And comest thou to me?
Mm-hmm.
And Joshua answering said unto him, Permit it to be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness.
Now look here, folks. Look up here. He says fulfill. They said institute Christian water baptism. Now look, folks, my word faces. Christ, that's not his name.
Right.
See, you yet not too long ago, the 25th of December, you celebrated Christ Mass. That's wrong.
That's right.
Why? What's the matter with it? The 14th of April, or April the 9th in Hebrew. You see? That's when the Paschal Lamb was planted. April. There you are, way down here, the 25th of December. You see? Celebrating his death at his birth. In other words, that's just as backwards as it can be.
Right.
Now, this makes no sense in you wasting your time and money, see, with all that kind of folly and foolishness. Not realizing that that's what that is, and that's the satanic spirit incarnated in physical body.
Right.
Then seducing you into these things, organizations, and into these churches. You see? You follow? Now these all these natural or carnal or physical or not spiritual ordinances were given to the Jews. None of them was given to the Gentiles.
Right.
See? Mm-hmm. What are you talking about? I'm talking about water baptism, Lord's Supper as you call it, you see, foot washing and all that can on. Those are carnal ordinances. And you can't find no place in your Bible. Nowhere was it ever given to a Gentile.
Right.
Now, what your mistake is, and every time anybody goes to read to prove a point that they're right about, they come right back over here under the law.
Right. Right.
Which means they don't know nothing about dispensation and ages. Is that? You fine?
Yes.
Now I'm going back. Now to my thoughts. Going back to my thoughts where you were right there.
One read now, 5th chapter of Matthew.
Yeah, that's right. 5th chapter of Matthew.
And seeing the multitude.
And seeing them. Wait a minute.
All right.
Hold it.
Now listen, hold it. Now this is what I should say to you. Now this is what I should say to you. See, I could go ahead on like this, and I say, see, I ain't gonna do that. See, what you just read there about John, Joshua comes to John to be baptized. Mm-hmm. That was under the law.
Right.
That is not in his word.
That's right.
Or not in his faith.
That's right.
And I have you to know, too, John didn't baptize nobody with his Jews.
Right.
No agenda. Huh?
That's right.
Anybody think they did, all you have to do is just read your Bible. Get rid of me. Now, I'm the man that claims that God always caught me up in heaven and showed me what I'm telling you. Now, your job is making me out a liar or making me prove the truth for myself, what I have to tell you. That's your job. And if you can do that, then please put me around with the rest of the hypocrites. Same cattle. Isn't that fair?
That's right.
All right. Now we're going to this. Now wait just a minute. Now, if John baptized him in the river Jordan. And now look. You remember I told you when they were called up in here that cloud overshadowed the mountain?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Right. Yes.
And the cloud brought them up out of Egypt. Yes. Is that right?
That's right.
See, I'm particular. See, now somebody would say, well, what's the cloud got to do with it? See? Now if you read the 10th chapter of 1 Corinthians, you would find that these Israelites, when they came out of Egypt, they came out under a cloud. See? And I told you that same cloud that led to hover over Mount Sinai and called him up there and Moses up in the cloud. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Now listen close. Now when John baptizes him in water here, it's got to be just the same as it was when they come up out of Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
There's got to be a cloud there. So if you look that he's got baptism there, where and you find that cloud, the cloud overshadows it.
Mm-hmm.
See? And all they that come up out of Egypt, Yahweh called them his sons.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, out from this cloud that overshadowed John in that time, this is my beloved,
mm-hmm.
in whom I am well pleased. That took place under the law.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And I tell you every time, see, by not knowing the difference between the dispensation and the age, see, you run right back there to the wrong place. See, you follow?
Yes.
All right.
And seeing a multitude,
now here he is. Now, when I witness, see, now I could read this to you. Now try to pay attention to what I'm saying. See, when they come up out of Egypt, see, a great multitude of people followed. Followed the cloud. See. And the cloud led them on. See, to Mount Sinai. See, up through the wilderness of Nain, or through the wilderness of the desert of Sinai, see, and on up back to the cloud, up back to the mountain. A great multitude. Now, let me see if I can say something about the multitude. 603,560 people, not counting the women and the children. That's a great multitude. Is that right? And now then, here Joshua is in sight. See, he fulfilled this by getting baptized here. Because the Israelites were baptized in the cloud in the 10th chapter of 1 Corinthians. Now then, they go to the mountain.
And then I told you how Yahweh spoke to him from the mountain to give him 3 days. He washed and cleaned up, and 3 days after that he spoke to him from the mountain, from the cloud. Okay? Now listen. Here, read what you are saying.
And seeing the multitudes, he went up into a mountain.
Now, John is one man. Now, this is a great multitude that's following Yahshua in the cloud. Now, look. Now, what he's doing, this is what he's doing. He's fulfilling this back here. Now, what they say that this is, they say that this is the New Testament. See, maybe somewhere to get that from. Just take your Bible and take a walk. They say that this is in the New Testament. No, it's not in the New Testament. What he's talking about is not in the New Testament. Were you baptized, John, in the river Jordan, you see, and seeing the multitude of fathers? He went up into a high mountain. That was not in the New Testament.
Right.
That was under the old covenant. That was in this city back here. Yeah. See? Now this boat, he instituted back here and fulfilled in this. The real institution was back here in the realm of eternity. See? See? Now, seeing the multitude follow, and it had to be a fulfillment, that seeing the multitude follow, what did he do?
He went up into a mountain.
Now, you see, he went ahead and gave him, that's why he went up into this mountain. See? And spoke. And Yahweh speaking to them from the mountain, through Joshua, as he called, who really was Yahshua. But seeing the multitude following, he went up into a mountain. Had to go up there in order to fulfill this. Yeah. See? Then what does?
And when he was set.
See, I told you the cloud came down at the top of the mountain. So when the cloud was set. No. When he was set.
Yes.
Then what?
His disciples came unto him.
His disciples came to him. Mm-hmm. Read on.
And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying.
He opened his mouth. Now the people, look up at me. Look up at me now. See, I'm trying to keep you from being deceived by these devils out here. See? I'm telling them. See? And he opened his mouth, and now his text has got to be the same. See? His text has got to be the same. See, that's the people who put it.
Yeah.
They all are. Listen.
Blessed are the poor in spirit. For theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
That's true. Skip on down to the 17th verse.
Think not that I have come to destroy the law or the prophets.
Yes. Ted Garner Armstrong said Sunday night that Jesus said, think not that I am come to destroy the law. That's all it said.
That's right.
It ain't wrong to recite the rest of it. See? Now you know why? They've had that place up there for quite some time. And the income has been around $53 million a year. And they've been holding as a college teaching people.